With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. A 52-year-old Otsego man who lost his life as his vehicle ended up in Hollins Lake, Macatawa on Sunday morning has been identified.
Sheriff Sergeant Mike Vandenbosch announced the driver's name was John Paul Dowler. First responders were dispatched to the area of Jennison Avenue and Lakeway Drive shortly after 9 a.m. Sunday on a report of a vehicle in the lake. They found two girls, aged 8 and 2, who apparently were able to escape the vehicle and huddled on shore until they could summon help. Deputies and Park Township fire crews spotted the vehicle completely submerged. The Sheriff's Department dive team went to work to retrieve the vehicle and around 2 p.m. brought the vehicle out with the driver inside. The circumstances surrounding the incident, including when the vehicle went into the water, remain undisclosed as matters remain under investigation. I'm Dan Evans.
More than 200 public audits of the November 8th election are underway in Michigan. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says the audits will be done by the Michigan Bureau of Elections and bipartisan county and local election clerks, looking to affirm the state's vote tabulation machines as randomly selected batches of ballots will be hand-counted. In Allegan County, the counts will be held on the following dates. Monday, January 30th at 9 a.m. for Allegan's Precinct 1 at the Allegan City Hall. Tuesday, January 31st at 1 p.m. for Valley Township at that township's hall. Wednesday, February 1st at 1 p.m. for Gun Plain Precinct 1 at the Gun Plain Township Hall. Thursday, February 2nd at 1 p.m. for Monterey Township at that township's hall. Friday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. for the City of Saugatuck at Saugatuck City Hall. And Tuesday, February 7th at 9 a.m. for Trowbridge Township at that township's hall. Allegan County Clerk Bob Janetsky is more than willing to have this audit.
I personally love when the public show up to see the ballot canisters and the security involved in them that our election inspectors engage in, that our clerks engage in. And I like people getting to see the ballots as they were marked, counted against the totals tapes from election night.
Ottawa County Clerk Justin Roebuck adds that dates and locations in his jurisdiction for such audits will be finalized later this week. A Grand Rapids man will spend the next 3 years in federal prison after he pled guilty in a gun trafficking case. Jarrell Martin illegally bought and trafficked at least 45 guns, many of which are still on the streets and most are in the possession of convicted felons who are not allowed to have them.
It is certainly one of the significant sources that is fueling the significant increase in violence that we are seeing across Michigan in our various cities.
U.S. Attorney Mark Totten says one weapon bought by Martin was used to kill 2-year-old Kalise Brewer in the city of Wyoming last February. Another was used in 3 Grand Rapids drive-by shootings, and another was used to shoot 4 people on the Blue Bridge last September. Investigators have recovered 14 of the weapons. What should those watching or listening to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State address tomorrow night expect? Yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said that the East Lansing Democrat will likely have comments on bills to tackle gun violence in the wake of recent events elsewhere in America making headlines, claiming that the majority of Michiganders support making sure gun buyers are not under a protection order. Third-term Republican House Representative Brad Slav, Zeeland Township, thinks that the governor will tout her economic trip to Europe earlier this month.
We'll see the governor talk about her recent trip to Europe and how she anticipates that that will drive jobs into our community and for our state. And therefore, as those companies come online here, you'd actually see revenue being increased because of taxes. And obviously that means that there's more programming that we can do. And so I'm sure there'll be a fairly significant discussion about what kind of programs and what kind of opportunities would we have in the future.
The governor is also expected to reiterate the Democratic legislative agenda for 2023 that was disclosed earlier this month, which includes repealing the retirement tax, expanding the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, repealing the right to work law, increasing the earned income tax credit, and repealing the state's 1931 law banning abortion. The 5 remaining defendants accused of plotting to try and kidnap Governor Whitmer in 2020 will stand trial this summer. Circuit Court Judge Kevin Elsenheimer told attorneys to check their schedules for possible trial dates from May through August yesterday. 40-year-old twins Michael and William Null of Plainwell in Shelbyville, 40-year-old Sean Fix of Belleville, and 38-year-old Eric Molitor of Cadillac are charged with providing material support for an act of terrorism and possessing a firearm while committing a felony. 53-year-old Brian Higgins of Wisconsin is charged with one count of providing material support for an act of terrorism. The state of Michigan will start paying $20 million in an unemployment settlement to workers who were falsely accused of fraud. Attorney General Dana Nessel reached agreement last October with the law firm Pitt, McGehee, Palmer, Bonanni, and Rivers. Payments will be made between August 19th and September 8th. Those accused of fraud between 2013 and 2015 had sued the state. Just when you thought gas prices were on a positive downward trend, those prices in Michigan are now up 7 pennies from a week ago.
Adrian Woodland with AAA Auto Club Group says Michigan drivers are now paying an average of $3.37 per gallon for regular unleaded.
That's up about 9 cents compared to this time last week. And in the Grand Rapids, Muskegon, and Holland area, you guys are actually the highest metro area in the state at $3.41 a gallon for regular unleaded, which is up 17 cents compared to this time last week.
Woodland says an increase in demand has Michigan drivers seeing higher prices at the pump, and if demand remains robust, drivers will likely see pump prices increase through the week. I'm Dan Evans.
Some exciting news for students majoring in aviation at Western Michigan University.
Western Michigan University announcing on Monday that their aviation school in Battle Creek has an agreement with SkyWest Airlines to train potential pilots and mechanics for the regional air carrier. Dean Raymond Thompson says while it doesn't guarantee a job, it'll give WMU aviation majors a leg up.
A little bit of preferential hiring and who's at the top of the resume pile. You get some mentoring, contact with people there, build a network up within the air carrier.
He says the aviation industry is, like most others, desperately in need of new recruits with specific skills.
The demand is incredible. Even here in the U.S., over the next 20 years, they're expecting to need 70 to 80,000 pilots. And you're probably going to need about 90,000 technicians.
Dr. Thompson says those who sign up for the SkyWest program will make a commitment to work for that carrier for at least 3 years, financial assistance included.
A lot of our agreements do not bring tuition support, so this one's special in providing more support to the students in tech ops and flight than some of the other programs.
Graduate technicians could be eligible for up to $4,500 in financial aid, and pilots could get tuition reimbursement of up to $15,000. He says the pandemic accelerated the loss of pilots and mechanics, with many not coming back to work, many reaching retirement age, and the military producing fewer pilots as they are moving more to unmanned aircraft. I'm Jerry Malik reporting.
While a bipartisan group of U.S. senators are back in Washington after visiting war-ravaged Ukraine, the story on the ground is one of defiant hope. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was joined by Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island in meeting with Ukrainian officials last Friday in Kiev, presenting a unified front and praising the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian army, while trying to calm fears of some Ukrainians that the Republicans now in charge of the House would cut war funding. On a far lesser scale in prominence, but not in importance, was several weeks spent in that nation this past fall by retired Spring Lake teacher Bob Wood, who just wanted to help wherever he was needed as a world citizen.
They won't be broken, but at the same time, it's a dire situation. I asked every Ukrainian, every single one, I would say to them, how does this end? And everyone said to me, we will win. None of them said it in a celebratory way or like a sporting event or even with a smile. In fact, just the opposite. It was crinkled eyes. It was regret because of the death, because of the destruction. But they were confident that they would win. And I asked this one little guy. He was a little dude in one of the classes that I taught, a skinny little guy with big glasses. His name was Taras. And he was really smart, really smart little guy. And I said, Taras, how do you win? And he said to me, he said, we have no alternative. To lose would be our demise. The moment has forced them to be alert to the situation that they're in.
Wood staged a presentation about his experiences at the Saugatuck Brewery last night. In high school basketball this evening around 6:40 p.m., depending on the length of the JV games beforehand, hear the Wyoming at Zeeland West boys game with Greg Chandler on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, or the Fruitport Calvary Christian Saugatuck Girls Contest with Eric Van Swall on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Other matchups include Holland's boys at Muskegon with the girls meeting at the Dutch Dome. Holland Christian's boys hosting Coopersville at the Herring of Holland Civic Center Place with the Broncos hosting the girls game. East Kentwood's boys at West Ottawa with the girls meeting in Kentwood. Zeeland East's boys at Grand Rapids Union with the girls meeting in the Coop. Zeeland West's girls at Wyoming. Hamilton's boys at West Catholic with the Hawkeyes hosting the girls game. Saugatuck's boys at Hartford. Fenville's boys hosting Kalamazoo Christian. Black River's boys at Lawton. And Black River's girls hosting Constantine. On the ice tonight, the Red Wings are home to the San Jose Sharks at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, while the Chicago Blackhawks skate in Vancouver against the Canucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points with 12 rebounds as the visiting Milwaukee Bucks outscored the Pistons at Little Caesars Arena last night 150-130. Detroit takes on the Nets in Brooklyn on Thursday evening. DeMar DeRozan tallied 26 points as the Bulls topped the visiting Atlanta Hawks at the United Center last night, 111-100. Chicago battles the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis this evening. In state major college basketball last night, Oakland beat Detroit 76-67. This evening, Western Michigan is at Ohio, Bowling Green State is at Central Michigan, and Eastern Michigan is at Toledo. And the Grand Rapids Gold tackle the Oklahoma City Blue in Tulsa this afternoon. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.